do anyone else think Caleb's jacket's awful?
Do you remember the thimbles?
Yeah, I remember that.
It's like a cashmere number though, isn't it?
You look like the thimbles, bro.
It's like a cashmere.
You know, with that hoodie, Caleb was a road man, his name would be Rupert, fam.
My name would be what, Rupert?
Look at your situation, it's cashmere, but it's hoodie than that. Roots, bro, I don't even understand what you're doing.
You knew Lescott was coming.
Because I didn't come colour coordinated like Lescott.
In this economy, done a mad thing today, bro.
Blaming the government. Like, this is supreme. This is a nice little number.
I'm not a fashion guy, mate, but I like it.
That's supreme.
And you know he put it out the day before, said, hey, Lescott's going to love
this. Yeah, you laid that out on the bed like this.
hey.
You laid that out on the
He's
bed
gonna
like
say,
this.
Where did you get that thing from? Say, supreme, you know.
I ain't been injured in bed before.
What?
Yeah. What? You ain't got cramp or nothing?
Yeah. That's not an injury.
That's not injury.
That's a slight injury.
An injury. Yeah,
you got to stop
man
playing.
That don't exercise.
100%.
Like, for someone that's quite stocky and like you got nice thick legs and nice bum. Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Who's everyone?
Who's everyone?
The spec says you've got bunda.
That's not everyone. That's one person.
You don't do gym or nothing, do you?
I do.
You started, didn't it? Yeah. You go skits.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I know you left.
I just didn't know where he was going with this.
No, because he doesn't look like you could. Okay, so add to that.
Because it's Congolese.
You don't look like you go gym, but you look like someone that doesn't go gym. But that's quite.
You said you got that natural.
Yes, Caleb. Yeah.
Don't worry. The tone of the episode has been set now.
Oh, 100%, fam.
This episode of Filthy is sponsored by NordVPN, poet.
NordVPN keeps you safe online, at home and abroad with just one click.
If you're traveling this week to watch England, Finland, or you're traveling this week and want to watch England, Finland, and don't know how you're going to watch the football on your devices, NordVPN can help.
Change your virtual location to avoid being geo-blocked.
It can even save you money on flights and hotels. You don't fly nowhere.
NordVPN.com/filthyfellas gets you 4 extra months and a 2-year plan with a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm going to leave and take a flight.
NordVPN.
NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Before we start, boys, yeah, last week, something happened. I said that Jamal Lowe is not my boy. I don't know why I said it like that, but I said it. What happens when the episode comes out?
He watches it.
Jamal Lowe follows me. But he hasn't said a word to me, and I haven't said a word to him. So I don't know where we stand.
Oh,
right,
what? That's where we're at now.
I read that.
I wasn't talking about him.
But now you're having conversation just like this. Because he's going to respond to this.
But I'll speak to Jam. Obviously, you now know who the ball is.
I know who the ball is.
Well, do you feel like any footballers are onto the man them? Like?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sancho must be trying to find man.
You was dissing up Sancho?
Yeah. Why are you sure? Don't claim him now, bro.
What? That's my dog.
Oh,
since
okay.
When? Oh, yeah. Three
he's
games.
A bad man.
He's not a bad man.
He's always been bad. Always.
Wait, and... Hear what? He's left, and now United's just in complete turmoil.
Yeah, but they was in turmoil already.
Brother, we were finished before, bro.
Do you know what? The person that might know, the footballers that could potentially have a problem with us, is the man to our left right now. Let's give a round of applause, please, for Jordi and Lescott. We don't
need
this,
by the way,
to my left is Steve-O, by the way.
Yeah, so give me a round of applause.
But Jordan, was you ever like,
see you don't clap. See you the man them that don't clap for you.
In, yeah, straight in. He's been here already, man.
Yeah, this is
his family tree.
Before
now.
We get straight in, his family tree.
Family tree.
He's leveled up something so sick, man. Come
on.
On
a level.
England.
You have you,
Hulk. Yeah?
He has.
He's a brother as well.
Yeah,
come on. Yeah, he likes.
All right.
Hey,
you got to save that.
You said you were working at 57%. England coach, though.
Yeah.
One of them. One of the coaches, yeah.
But I consider the main one.
You didn't really play a lot, like, in the social media era. You would have got to play, like, before, innit? But say, like, your whole career was in this social media era. Would you not like seeing, like, all these, like, kids and just, like, people that can't sprint and that talking, just chatting rubbish, bruv?
Nah, it's mad. It is bad. To be fair, it's probably the only industry that everyone's an expert that's never done it.
Just to give you a little bit of background, some footage came out of him playing football recently.
I was cold. Don't do that.
And he's been getting cooked on Twitter a little
no,
bit.
No, I haven't. Why is he?
All right.
Man,
but
I'm 33 tomorrow, yeah?
Nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's not his birthday yet.
I'm not going to see him though tomorrow.
Bro, they put my Baitees. I don't know if you heard about Baitees.
Yeah.
They're the fastest black people in the world. And we played against them.
Faster than Usain?
I think I did. No, just now, yeah, definitely now. But yeah, it was difficult, innit? But I did all right. Don't do that, because all your footage is pictures. Just wearing good boots, lifting trophies. Man don't see the game.
We don't even know what the technique's really saying.
How you finding it though?
About the coaching?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, we only done one camp. Like, we got another one next week.
Do you know what? I wanted to ask you, yeah? And you've probably got a different scope of it now. But I can't stand international break. I don't like it. It hurts my players.
You must love it.
You got to love it now. You love it now, innit?
But you got to love it now, innit?
Yeah, you didn't like the Euros? Or just in breaks in the season,
you
mean?
I like the Euros, but the break in the season, yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I get it. Like, Champions League disrupted and, yeah, the Premier League and all that.
What is it like for you? Do you get headache from gaffers too, then?
Nah. As I said, like, I've only done this one camp as seniors, but we did work, obviously, 21, so it's similar things, just a lesser scale. But, nah, you just... It's different now because there's probably less influence from managers in terms of how they perceive international breaks. I think a lot of coaches from previous generations were like that. And like, you're going to hurt my players, you're going to injure my players.
What's changed?
I think they have to respect it now. It's part of it. It's always been part of it. But I think now, like, they have to understand that players want to play for the national team. Like, it grows your profile as a player, as an individual. Like, you play, you're an England star, you're a world star. Do you know what I mean?
Because during the Fergie era,
yeah,
he's one of the ones that would always get his players dragged and whatnot, just if they had a Champions League coming up. But they understood how important it was, them players, that golden generation, they understood how important it was.
No, we understood it, definitely understood. Because again, that was crossover my period as well. We definitely understood it, but I think it was perceived different. Like, when you say your players, you want England to do well though, don't you?
Yes.
But and every player, because what I felt was before, which I think Gareth Southgate needs a lot of respect for, is I think he...
Got rid of the tribalism.
He created an environment where we want England to do well, not like a Chelsea fan wants only Chelsea
I wanted
players.
Lampard to miss.
It's funny you say that because I've actually got some notes because I'm not sure if you lot watched the last episode like Jordy said to do, yes. But I did. And we've already spoke on this. So, but touching on that...
I like that.
You said last time... You thought Southgate had the perfect harmony. Now you're in it. Did he?
Yeah, definitely. The environment that the groupies was at and that we've kind of took over is unreal. Like, different to when I played. Like I said, like, they socialised together differently and a lot more relaxed.
I think that takes anything away from the league now, though, because like, all the players are all pally and...
No, I'll tell you why I'd say that now, because I watched... Madrid derby last night.
Me too.
They were friends. And then I seen footage from Leverkusen and Bayern, and they was all pally, like in the tunnel as well. So I think it's just a different time now. I think you socially are more interact with people. Like, I remember when I was like, say, under 15, 16s, I used to get the sheet of who was in the squad and look down and not know the names, not even know like who they were. And then you meet up and then I might not see you again. Any footage or see you again, and then now all of a sudden you probably meet up with someone, follow them on socials and then interact with them. So now when you get together, it's a bit of camaraderie.
Did Jolyon the player think like this?
Yeah, I used to hate going away. When I was young, going to England was the worst thing. I used to hate dealing with you, man, from down south. You, man, were a lot back then. So,
who was that? So that's a good one. When you used to go to the England schoolboys or...
Our front three was a problem. So it used to be... JD, Jermaine Defoe.
Yes.
Leon Knight.
Yes.
and Jay Boothroyd.
Is it?
Jay Boothroyd.
Them three.
Oh, so they're mouthy as well then?
Mate.
Yeah, it's true.
Mate. Oh, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Are they mouthy?
Was there anyone that you played with in that like same time frame that just didn't make it in football?
Didn't make it in football that you thought was cold?
Like when you was at England when you was young that like we might not know of?
Oh. Once they didn't make it. But in terms of like, you know, like 90.
Oh, man.
He probably didn't have the career his talent should have had.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
He was mad. And probably the era, like he probably was deemed not big enough for certain levels, but talent-wise, wow.
I heard Angel Gomez speaking about that recently, talking about in football, they keep talking about height. I heard Cole Palmer, his frame apparently was too small, so they was always thinking about shipping him on at one time. going back to the England job, Jordy touched upon it as well. Just like being a player, you have to go away and go away to, you know, do international duty. Now you're a coach. Now there would have been several challenges that you incurred or seen as a player when the England manager was calling you up. Now, as one of the coaches, is it easier for you to deal with the potential dangers that might be happening as being one of the players that are getting called up? You know the frame of mind some of the players might be in. You know what the managers might be saying to the players at the time. Is it easier for you to deal with that type of situation?
Not easier, because everyone handles things differently, but it's easier to understand what they where they are. And that, I didn't realise what they would kind of discuss in terms of selecting and all that, and obviously the data and then the psychological aspects of how are they coming back in of defeats or what's, you just take it for granted. Like, and it's more surreal now, definitely more surreal as a coach, like getting the opportunity to be involved in the seniors. It's weird, like it feels a lot more, I feel a lot more proud, and my family seem to be more proud.
That's a big deal.
Than as a player.
Oh, mad.
Just mad, not because, not in a disrespectful way, because as a player, as I was progressing, I kind of seen it. Yeah. Oh, you keep producing, you're going to play for England, or you can play for England, where as a coach.
I think this is more of like your reputation, innit? Yeah, that's why I think your family probably feel how they feel. That's why we feel how we feel. Like that's a big deal.
As a player, you're kind of just responsible for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Being able there to like go and look after other people, it's like being a teacher.
Yeah.
And like you got so much responsibility to show so many different.
I feel as well, to become an England coach or manager, like the look they do into you, like they don't let people through that door unless like you've represented your career as being done well, and yeah, so big.
How
up,
did you even know that? That job was available, is it like?
But nah, to be fair, it wasn't. It's not like, I mean, I haven't got it full time. So I worked with the 21s, with Lee Carsley and Ashley Cole, played with Lee. And then he kind of got the opportunity to step up when Gareth stepped away. And he just wanted the same squad and the same staff. So he gave me the opportunity. I was like, yeah, it's a no brainer.
How are you as a person finding, taking the job on, with like all this media about who's going to take the job?
I'm fine. I like, it's an opportunity for me. Like I'm not sitting here saying we've got it, or wouldn't want to be a part of it if Lee got the opportunity to do it full time. 100% I would, but I respect that. There's great.
Do you think he's been a bit hard done by on a media tip?
Not hard done by. I just think unknown is, there's not a lot known about Lee as a person, as a coach. And I've said this before, like I think if our, and his success at the 21s tournament was documented a lot more. If it was on TV, I think only the final was on telly. Channel 4.
No goals conceded.
So I'm saying, like, no one's done that. Do you know what I mean? And not just that, the way they were playing, the way he had the group playing.
Different, yeah.
Like, very different. So it would be less of a surprise. It would be, you wouldn't be surprised that he's got this opportunity if you'd seen the way he developed all the
obviously, the
games.
FA have seen it then. The
people, 100%. Yeah, the people that make the decisions. Yeah, so that's why. And then also, it might help that Spain have had a similar transition and had success doing it. Argentina's similar-ish as well. So it's understanding the transition of players, or how do we bed them in easily, and then all of a sudden you've got a coach that's worked with them. And Gareth was that as well. Remember, Gareth was part of the, you know what I mean? So we had the transition.
Jolly, one thing to look at is the fact that you were, you know, the under-21s, and then the progression of that. You spoke about several examples. Pep Guardiola, I remember at Barcelona as well, was doing the B side, and then by the time he's gone to the senior side, he's got the respect because he's been in the club. You lot, you know, share a similar pathway. Let's talk about three players that you would have worked with at that level and what they're doing today. Rico Lewis, Colwill, and for me, one of the best players in the Prem. I'll throw it out there. And you know what? My bad. Jordy was the person that was raving about this guy from early. Mr. Cole Palmer himself.
I don't know. I think I said a couple bits, but
I don't remember.
I think I said a couple bits about him.
Did you know? I don't know. Yeah, maybe was it a tech? Was it a WhatsApp? Because if it was WhatsApp, it's not.
Okay. I was at the second WhatsApp you lot got that I'm not in.
I'm not there as well. What more can we say about Cole Palmer that hasn't been said? And is it a situation where from when you saw him in the under-21 squad, you knew, just like Jordy and Steve-O?
I knew Cole from before 21, so I know I've worked at City for a bit as well. So I'd seen Cole and I knew of him, and yeah, he was never going to not produce the talent. Like, there was never in question.
Was he right to not, I don't know if it's to leave or day to let him go, but that City...
Yeah, it was right for them both. Like, in the greatest respect to for everyone, I don't... Listen, no disrespect to Man City or Cole. Like, Cole, like, gone on and to do what he's done, and I don't think Man City are ever going to miss any player. Do you know what I mean? Like the system that Pep has created, the manager after Pep may have needed Cole Palmer more, but at this, like, Pep has got a system. Like, they've played without a number nine and won the title. They've played without Kevin De Bruyne for half a season and won title. So, greatest respect to the stage that Cole was at the time. Like, letting him go again, you're not going to miss him. Yeah, you made a mistake because it is what it is, but would have Cole done what he done last season for City? No, because he wouldn't have had the game time.
His playing style don't really fit it as well.
He just wouldn't have played the minutes.
But I'm saying we had the opportunity to see the worst Chelsea side ever, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
And all of a sudden, they just got this guy scoring. Like, what happened the other day? What was that?
Four goals.
Because when I heard he scored four, we was, remember?
Yeah, we were watching. Yeah,
we was there. I just thought, cool, innit? There must be just some normal goals.
Four in the first half. We're going to get back to the England thing, but on that game, the mistakes that teams are making now from trying to play at the back.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
It's a lot.
Obviously, there comes a stage where you just got...
Was it Gary Neville cost the other day? Was it Wolves? He was just saying about everyone trying to do it.
Yeah.
And I agree to a certain extent because the risk to reward, it's like, how many times do teams do it to get in out there half? Never mind scoring.
Yeah.
And I'm saying if you could do it as often as you try, and this is not, say, Premier League, this is like other tiers in football, you wouldn't be at that level.
Yeah.
If you could do it every time, you would be playing for the teams that do it every time.
But isn't there an argument to say repetition is clearly the mother of all learning? And football.
No,
football is about habits. And if you get into
not in learning. Learning would be that you can't do it every time. That would be the learning.
Repetition of having to do it every single time. Because no matter what you do, you're going to make mistakes. Even
yeah, but when you're not doing it as often as you, or less times than you are doing it, so say you're doing it 10 times and you're getting it wrong 6, then try a different path.
Yeah, the definition of insanity, fam.
I'm just saying, as an Arsenal fan, and I'm sure, Lippy, you can remember, I watched David Luiz, amongst many others, get it wrong. And now today, we get it right.
No, you don't get it right.
Listen.
You've also moved a lot of them players on.
Just to stick to the point.
It's just the philosophies, isn't it? Like, I'm playing step 36 in football. They want us to pass out from the back. What are you doing?
No, but soon
come though. I don't even know my man that I'm playing with. And we got to play like City. It's like, it don't make no sense.
It doesn't.
When I first started playing football, I was told to never pass across the box.
Yeah. Oh, in it. That one's cool. Yeah,
that was.
When I was year 6, they taught us how to kick far and never stop running. Yeah.
Kick far, you know. Not pass.
Kick. Listen, if you play before the midfield line, I'm a fullback. They said, Jay, kick it far.
Do you think that hindered your career?
No.
Okay.
I played for my borough, my county, from kicking it far. Right. I come from a different era. The black you on the wing will get it.
Yeah.
How am I passing it to the youth? I don't even know his name.
Have you seen that meme of like Sunday League breakdown? When it says like, biggest players in goal.
Yeah, the right backs.
The one that trials is the right winger.
Do
you think you could look at each of us and like play our ideas, put us in a position?
Go on, quick. Look at us. Go on.
Yeah.
Steve O, set her off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he knows that. Cause I'm classy, elegant.
I thought he was a fullback.
I want to say my name's Caleb before.
He's a fullback.
I've seen it.
Long foot.
Yeah,
it's size 12.
You can swim.
Size 12.
I can swim.
When he's fit, he's got to be midfield. Yeah. You got to be Sid. He's got to be Sid.
He stopped swimming at 11.
No, I didn't. Carry on.
It doesn't matter. Most black people don't swim.
Oh my gosh. No.
Oh my days.
No. Oh my gosh. I brought it through.
I have to fuck it up because I need to get it back. Brother, I couldn't park my car, fam.
Oh my gosh.
I said park.
Bro, I've never seen that inside.
That should set her up, partner.
KG, quickly, he said that you're my centre half partner, but where do you play? Tell him where you play.
I'm a supporting striker, fam.
Supporting striker.
Let's go, space.
Somebody's lying. I was going to say centre half or goalie.
Or goalie.
Goalie. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, get out of here, man.
Lippy.
Is a winger.
Yeah.
I used to be.
Because it's speed. Speed.
Yeah. See, he's seen.
Right winger only though, straight line.
Why do you know me?
Straight line.
No, but when I went fullback, I was a left back though. I preferred the. I don't know why. It's just weird. Yeah, it's interesting. Strange.
Go on, Jolyon. He's looking at me a bit too long though.
I'm going to say techie. I'm going to give you a techie one. So I'm going to say
Huh?
No, you're glad that he doesn't
exactly.
know the truth.
Exactly. I can't believe it. He went like this. He went,
techie.
Yeah.
With them fires.
Because he said it, then this is not, no disrespect. Because he, Steven, said you don't go to gym. I'm going to say, because that must be your, physically, you're not right to get around. So like now you're the teching guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Teching guy in the Sunday league team. Okay. So I say number 10.
I'm a cam.
Where do you actually play?
Cam.
You've never said this. He don't Cam's, kick ball. Cam yeah. say they're cam.
He's
and
never.
Cam's don't say they're cams.
Yeah, no.
He's never said he's played any. What position do you play?
I don't, honestly, where do you need me?
Poe's going to be up striker. I'm going to have to. Yeah.
Look at that.
Believe it or not, he's a centre half, mate. Leggy centre half. Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe in system players?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
And as a coach now,
before you get there, can we please, Ellis? Yeah. I like the way you just
rubbed
that
Ellis' player profile.
He tried it.
He had on pink Predators, the last picture.
Pink Preds. Yeah,
pink, blue, and white. So left take, foot bear that in mind.
Left foot. Oh, so he's got to be a forward player then. He's got to be a forward. Left foot is cultured.
No, but
what, where's KG? Make sure someone clips that for KG. Because he just got goalkeepered off.
KG, sit down, man. Listen, we're not picking the team. We're not picking the team to play.
We're ready to win it now. Man.
Go on, Caleb. What were you saying?
Yeah, no, I was saying, do you believe in system players? And as an England coach now, how do you facilitate system players within the team?
You give me an example. Yeah, give me an example. Yeah,
he has so much attacking talent in the last thing. Like Foden, like Palmer, like who do we play? And especially in this Pep system, you see like someone like Foden, who's utilized like on the right, in the middle. People don't really know where his best position is. Sometimes he's played as like a false nine. And when he gets into the English setup, we're just like not really working on the right. Cole Palmer comes in, he gets a goal. People like he should start, especially in the run of form he's in now. People think he should probably start over Foden. Where do you like look at a player profile like that and be like, you're an amazing player. Where do you fit in this system?
Comes like Joe Cole all over again.
Garth Crooks.
Yeah.
Garth Crooks. Yeah, well yeah, done, yeah, man. Yeah. I love that.
That was Joe's downfall. Like Joe Cole was like a mad super talent.
And so good.
Was like probably ahead of his time, but also the formations killed Joe Cole. Like the fact that we had to play 4-4-2 and you couldn't play Joe Cole in one of the three midfield or after striker was like.
Foden plays a position for City that almost don't exist for England. So it's like, it's hard to fit.
It doesn't exist
in
for a lot of teams. Yeah. So it's not a position. It's just getting players into areas where they can affect the game. It's like saying, it's like the Trent one. Like, it doesn't have to be in midfield, but can you get him into them areas of the field where them passes can be made?
But hang on. Last two games for England, that's you've been there and Carsley, obviously. Carsley's been there.
Now, Carsley's there and I've been there.
Sorry. No, big up Lee. Big up Lee. But Trent's had his best two England games. Like, he was unbelievable. Finally got it together.
As a right back, by the way, not this DM stuff.
Now, Karzy's like, he's got a little bit of waviness. Like, he wants to play a certain way. You understand? We've seen debuts from two England players since you lot have taken over. Mm-hmm. Nonny Madueke. Mm-hmm. He knows Ruby Rose. He's cold. But I want to talk about Angel Gomez.
My brother.
I want to talk about Angel Gomez. First, I'm not going to talk about the church video where they fix his leg.
Yeah, let's not.
No,
yeah.
They fix his leg.
Yeah,
leg
no,
though.
But let's
they
not even get into that.
But let's not go into
why
that.
Why shouldn't you get into that? He's life changed after
they,
that.
I don't know. I thought them
passes
were fake.
If anyone's watching this video and they know where that church is, I need a new knee badly.
I can help you with the knee.
Listen, don't type in Angel Gomez Angolan Church on Google, on YouTube. But all jokes aside, yeah.
your computer will get hacked.
Yeah.
You're joking about the church, yeah?
From what I knew of Angel Gomez, I don't know much about him, but wonder kid, so you kind of hear about him. Kind of a final third player. Then I'm hearing about this under 21s six stuff.
Yeah.
Then I'm seeing clips and I'm saying, whoa.
Wavy.
And then I'm seeing it for the first team and I'm like, whoa. Whoa.
Did you see it in France though? In France,
so he's waving
good.
Off.
So
he adapted
he's
his
waving
game.
Off. He's always been a baller from anything I've seen, but chat to us about that
the transition.
Switch up. Yeah.
Well, listen, first of all, Carsley didn't create that. Angel did that. Yeah. And
this guy's going to go places as a manager.
Anana was leaving Lille and went Everton, but it happened in the last week of the window. So he had to go there. And he could always play there and he could always be comfortable. And like he said, in offensive positions, he's calm. But he's got a different level of calmness, deeper. And then, like you see a lot of 10s that are
unreal, but the ball can't get to them. So Angel's the facilitator of that.
And that might start a trend, man, because I think the six in England is almost, I wouldn't say an issue, but it's like a...
No, we deem it as a hard, tough tackling kind of...
But not that neat ball playing, like a deep line play. So he might revolutionise the team.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, when I knew he was going to be a baller, I done a little thing at in Manchester at the JD. Like, a lot of my fans come down and whatnot. And he was there. He was one of them. So that's when I knew.
I thought you were going to say
something. When he came down and said, Steve, can I get a photo? I was like, this kid's going places. Trust me.
You see the way he builds up his stories? I get hooked every time. And then it's just classic Steve
foolishness.
Right.
When you're making selections, what matters more, form or class?
Ooh.
In it?
Ooh.
Good one.
Steve-O, like that question.
No, finally.
I'm here, man.
There's not one factor. There's a lot of data and also...
Yeah. So I was about to say that, like, it wouldn't be like class. It'd be like, you know, like your players. Like, so that Southgate would bring certain man kind of regardless of form. Because that's... they kind of play a way that...
Yeah, Henderson.
Yeah.
But Southgate's gone now, man.
You also got to look and think them players didn't let him down.
No, like, 100%.
You know what I mean? So you've got to... There'd be players in your club team that you'd be like, why is he playing? But the manager gets what he needs out of him.
And I guess it's like communication's a big aspect of football.
Oh, massive. Yeah, and just response, and especially like different times now, generation, it's like they respond differently or you get a better response or a different response from the way you interact with them and communicate to them.
Are you like stat-driven? As like individual, even before
as a
coach?
Selection process?
Yeah,
individual.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm aware of stats, but I also can see things that are transferable. So when you see players and you're like, wow, oh, that's sick. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't work at the level we need to use him at. Or that works. And then you can go.
Is it bikinis? That's Dan's bikini thing where the stats look great, but.
Because it's interesting that you were saying that, because I was thinking about, I remember when Steve McClaren got the job for England, they were all talking about he's got to do something monumental when he comes in, he drops David Beckham, everyone speaks about it. And I was thinking, I wonder if Lee Carsley's going to go down a similar route. Then the Republic of Ireland game, I see Grealish playing number 10.
Class.
And I'm thinking, is this going to work? It was absolute class. Now, the reasons why I had that level of thinking was taking a look at Trent playing centre midfield for England previously and pretending that it worked in my mind when in actual reality, I didn't think it was actually that good. What is like the thought and the process when it comes to making a decision like we're going to make Grealish, who's not even in the Manchester City starting lineup, play the number 10 for England in our first game?
Yeah, again, circumstances, like you got to look and think. Cole was injured.
Yeah.
Phil wasn't selected. Jude was injured. So now you're down to a different... number of different personnel, so it's like, well, who can do it? Who's played the minutes? Jack had been playing the minutes in pre-season. There's a lot of players that hadn't played any pre-season due to the tournament, so them things are factors. And Jack can play there
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he'd play there, so it wasn't like a new formation. You wasn't saying go and play right back. It was like, and then the Trent thing was, Trent can operate in midfield, it's just getting him the space. And how do we get the opposition to not worry about, or not allow their midfield to worry about Trent? It's now their winger's got to worry about Trent, who doesn't want to do that. So again, it's just finding the solution to put the players in the areas where they're most dangerous.
Is there any players in the... Did you play with Jack Grealish? Okay, so that's one you've coached and you're now played with a coach. Anyone else? Because obviously you would have had the younger teams before, so you wouldn't have played with these players.
I don't play with a lot. I don't play against like Stones? Harry Kane. Nah, play with Kyle. Okay. Walk out, but he wasn't in the squad.
Right. Yeah. Who else would there be? It's pretty much it, isn't it?
You was just talking about players getting minutes. Whenever there's like big tournaments coming up, has there ever been managers from England in the past that have like said to other players like, oh, if you want to play in this tournament, you're going to have to think about maybe trying to get a move?
Well, that's the thing. So when I won't talk on anyone else, I don't know, but when I was like... in the England squad.
You know, this is a safe space.
It's not, is it? We've got a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah, I know it. Nah, so when I was at City and we played the Euros and I was in the team, and then I thought, so like I played in the City team that like won the league and that, and then I thought, well, kind of done that, achieved that now. So now I want to stay in the England team, and I was rotating a lot.
They don't just see the way that you just flex winning a league. It's like, yeah, you're just moving on from that.
A couple times.
Nah. But it was like, I phoned the manager. So it was Roy Hodgson and Gary Neville, and was like, I got the opportunity to leave. I got the opportunity to leave City in the January and was like, because I wanted to keep my England place. So it was like, what's more important, me playing for City and being rotated and playing a handful of games, whatever. And then Gary Neville was like, oh, nah, stay there. Rather you play for Man City and get some Champions League games and then play then play the 38 Premier League games I could have played. Didn't play again.
Yeah, no.
I was fuming.
Yeah.
But I, like, you asked the question, do you know what I mean? Because depending on what you want to achieve, like I said, I'd club level, I'd kind of tick the boxes I didn't think I was going to tick anyway. So my next ambition was like, I want to stay in the England team till the World Cup.
Was there ever a moment in your career where you was like, obviously, becoming a footballer is most young boys in England. That's your dream. But once you're there, you're like, okay, I'm in the mix now, and you're just getting on with it. Was there any point in your career you was like, I didn't think I was going to get this far?
I got a follow-up for that as well.
Not in an arrogant way, no, because I knew I was willing to do whatever it was going to take.
Like me.
Like, I knew. I knew, like, when I was at school, I knew I was going to play football. Just because I just wanted to play football without all the glamour that come with it, without knowing. Because again, when we were young, it wasn't documented. Like, none of that stuff was, you didn't know what anyone drove, where they lived, what they earned. It was just, I was going to play football. I was going to wear a kit on a Saturday and just, you know what I mean? That was going to be my job. So that was determination. And then you get to it, it's like, I just got to keep doing what I was doing. Obviously, to find a way to do it at a higher level, but keep doing what I was doing. And then,
and was there like a big shift, because like now there's a lot of players where they say, okay, technically you're good enough, but now you're gonna have to bulk up. Like I see Cole Palmer.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah, now I was talented, but I wasn't an athlete. So like when I was transitioning from Wolves to Everton and going into the Prem, I got a sprint coach and all that stuff, so I was aware that I needed to improve athletically as well.
Reeling it back to certain players, when they get to they achieve maybe what they thought they would, like, they're the max, they've got a bar and they've set that, right? So I want to ask you this. Before we spoke about Saudi, would you go Saudi? I think Miles might have asked the question and you said, yeah. We've now moved on from, it was quite early doors then. Ivan Toney's gone. What's your thoughts on players that go Saudi now? Still same, go?
I think it's impossible to make that decision without having the options, without knowing the options is there. Like that, I don't know what he's earning. Tony or anyone, but I can't imagine it's like close to anything that anyone was offering him here. Do you know what I mean? And like you said, his ambition might have been to play for England in a tournament. He's done that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he can't do it again, but that might have been. So now it's like, okay, now my goals or my objective change or shift.
Score 10 plus goals in the Prem, whatever play it is, England tournament.
Whatever it may have been, he may have set that and ticked that box. So I'm saying, yeah.
But you see the money situation now, if you're being honest in your heart of hearts, yeah, you can literally change every single family member.
Yeah.
It's hard to say like 400 bags a week or something.
But Oscar's done that for what, 6 years, and now he's coming back.
That's not like 400 grand. Like when people see 400 grand in the Prem, you're like, wow, and it's a hell of a lot of money, but they're coming for half. They ain't coming for half over there. You're taking it all. That's a big difference.
Your family's got a couple fringe players. There's always a cousin that you're like,
I still ain't taking care of him though.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm still not taking care of him. No fringe players are getting taken care of. I don't care if I'm 400. What are you talking about?
He can't get older yet.
Guy, he works in the chippy fam.
In America, they don't even have that option. Like, they just have to do it, man. So you got people that have got, like, 24 cousins, yeah, brothers.
They're all deep.
And that's why a lot of these NFL players go broke, man, because they do look after their fam, unlike you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you didn't get to coach Kobbie Mainoo in the 21s.
No.
He went from the 18 straight to a senior, right? That's mad.
Mad.
That's mad. How comfortable is he in the seniors, though?
Very comfortable. Very. To be fair, the most... I've seen him play and stuff, and I'd seen it obviously before I got to work with him, but then I was doing a game, Man United versus Wolves, and he scored that mad goal.
The last minute, yeah.
And I heard his interview, and I just knew from that interview, now I get why you play like that, because you are that mature.
It's grown
up, understand,
yeah.
You speak a certain way that makes me know you see the game differently to the average 18-year-old at the time, so I'm not surprised.
At what point, see, back to class and form, what point does the Man United form become a question mark to you?
The form of him at United, say?
Yeah, well, the form of the team.
The team's different because we're not selecting the team. We're not.
No, I don't want to single it to him, but yeah.
I'm not selecting the team. We're selecting individuals from a team. So what we're asking our midfielders to do, he may be doing it every week and every opportunity because
what Ten Hag is asking him to do is different. It's like, and no, I'm not Ten Hag, but any manager, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, the six, his job is to get it to the 8 or the 10. He's doing that, so then you play for England or whatever that may be.
Do you see him as a six, Mainu?
I think it's difficult. I think to pigeonhole individuals, just midfielders now, because I think the way Declan Rice plays is totally different to the way he's perceived and the way where at West Ham, everything went through Declan Rice, where through Arsenal, it's totally different. Do you know what I mean? So again, I don't think it's a 6-8-10. I think it's, well, where, who gets on the ball in the areas that you need them to.
Are you still banging FIFA?
Not as much.
Jesus Christ.
I ain't got the new one.
What's the matter with that, Steve-O?
What?
What happened?
So, are you still banging? I'm like, whoa. Chill out, man. Chill out.
You thought FIFA? We're too grown for that.
You thought FIFA some girl from down the road, is that?
Come on, my brother.
Brother, we're family. Oh, no, I'm not no more.
You're not family friendly?
I'm not family man no more.
Oh, you and Caleb, well, allow it, man. What's going on, oh, man? What is...
And you can talk to me.
Hey, not that one.
Like, obviously, you've played in some crazy teams.
Yeah, with some mad players.
And there's some players, like, obviously, I've never played anywhere near the level that you've played at, but there's players where you're just like, you have to be able to do what you want.
For 100%. Yaya Toure.
Yeah. So that's... Yeah, I didn't even get to finish the question. He's that guy.
Yaya Toure. Like, if he played well, we won the game. That, and he did whatever he wanted to do. Like,
and was he a joke in training as well?
No. He didn't train like that. He couldn't. It would be a lot of work to train like the way he played. Sergio didn't train like that.
I've seen enough pictures of him just baking off at training.
The one that was trained the way he played, and it was unreal. So he's the best. Yaya's the best player I played with.
David Silva.
Best footballer is David Silva.
I want to ask one question just about the England setup again, because it is really, really dope that you've gone from under 21 into the England job. I kind of want to know about something that Jordy touched upon, which is the media responsibility married with the job. Because I remember Thierry Henry was going on Sky Sports saying things about Theo Walker, and then he had to go and be the coach at the training ground right afterwards. How difficult is it for your job to be the media personality that you are, but then be the England coach? So when you see, for example, no disrespect Man United fans, but you know I'm on you, you see brown hair Marcus Rashford maybe not doing the things that he was in once upon a time. How difficult is it for you to be harsh on television knowing that you may have him in the next squad?
I don't. To be fair, before England, that wasn't my role as a pundit, to be harsh. Like, just be fair and find ways for, in great respect, people that haven't played to understand why he may be doing them things. Yeah, it's not a case of, oh, he should be doing this, he should be... No, that's not for me.
Some people are just sensitive. You could actually say something in a nice way and they could take it a particular way. Yeah, so
that wasn't... But the way I'm trying to articulate it would be a way of... He would understand that it's not, and this isn't, as I say, a Marcus Rashford thing, this is any one of the players I've spoke about. It's like, well, that's the wrong decision for this reason. The outcome was this. He should have maybe tried it this way, and just be constructive about it rather than be, because I think there's a lot of pundits that are personal and want to be heard for them reasons. I'm not, like, that isn't my objective.
Do you lot listen to music in England dressing room?
Them boys do, yeah.
Who runs that iPod?
There's a few different things. I think it's changed over the time. I think, and again, this is from my experience, like, you'd have someone that may address it all, and then if different on a tournament, you tend to all have like two songs that you add, so it could be, and it's not too random.
Every player's got two songs.
It's not too random in English when you're away with England, but like club level, when we was like going away with like City, and there's like different cultures and all sorts, it's popping off.
But I heard Pickford's music's mad.
Like, I heard Thomas Rosicky's playlist is nothing that the man can understand.
If you could pick two songs to go on the England playlist, what are you picking?
Both of mine. I need the streams.
If you said that you would have given money to your cousin, I would have picked two of your songs as well. But
why? Your cousin's not my cousin.
But I know that you wouldn't share with a man then.
Exactly.
But why do you care about my cousin?
No, because we don't care about your cousin. We care about you as a person.
I'm a great person.
Nah, but
you know
his cousin might not have the relationship you have with yours.
Yeah, Lippy. No, don't worry.
Hey.
But I'm putting two garage rhythms.
Putting two garage rhythms.
Yeah.
KG.
He wore the United shirt.
Oh my
gosh.
Y'all wore my United shirt. What you think?
No, yeah, we do.
I was at the game, I was there.
Terrible.
Sorry. Oh,
I was there.
Funny enough, you've got one of the Spartan hats on.
Yep.
Joe, obviously to celebrate you.
Hashtag ad.
Oh my gosh.
Promoted into the first team England.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll get these out. Yeah. Definitely rock these.
Imagine he said, yeah, give them to Noni and
You didn't get
Noni and Jared.
You didn't get a good look at me because I had the bike in my hand, so you didn't see the pace and like the agility. You see, I ran into the seat.
Would have been walking in or running in rather than on the bike?
No, because I had a bike before. It was a mad thing. But just now, I've done a light, a short sprint.
He said that you look like a goalkeeper.
No, but again, he did. I had a bike in it, so he was distracted.
Wait, is that top coming your size or...
Bro, have this there. Are we starting to this today? Are we starting to this today?
To this today, to this today.
It's crazy.
I'm ready. Hurt people, and I'm ready to hurt people, bro. I'm in a bad way, bro. Is that what we're doing?
We're not doing that. I'm sorry.
I just want to know.
I want to touch on quickly, yeah?
Exactly.
Phew. I remember, yeah, from watching you, I was saying it to my brethren the other day, like, Jolyon, I just remember Jolyon Lescott celebrating a lot, like, so let's check how many goals he scored.
Brother.
And we were shocked.
Go on. Go on.
I think 07, 08, 8 league goals. 10 in all comps.
Yeah, man.
That's not mad. A joke, bro.
4 assists. So it's goal involvements now. It's goal involvements.
That's Hoyland. That's Hoyland numbers.
He was a winger, though.
No free kicks. No pens.
That's Hoyland numbers. It's crazy.
Yeah, nah. No, guys, remember, you lot, you going crazy.
Yeah, to be fair, there was a spell. That was, so my best performances were that time.
Yeah,
probably
at
Everton.
You were serious.
But collectively, City, you winning stuff's different. My requirements were different there, but as an individual, Everton.
Now, was that always a thing? Did you grow up kind of scoring goals? Or was just
I used to play. I didn't play at the back.
Okay.
And then obviously
where
went
was
there.
You? Where was you?
Midfield.
Where in midfield?
Like box to box. Like Paul Lintz, man. Paul Lintz days. Because there weren't no 10-8. It was just everyone was in midfield. You sit in midfield and you ran up and down.
Wait, where did you start playing football? Like what position did you start?
Striker. I went all the way back. Yeah.
I think everyone did that.
Yeah, man.
Everyone from that time, it was like everyone started up front and then you got to the age of where they realised there was someone better than you.
That was quick. Then someone comes.
Better than you.
Can I ask? I have to ask about United because you know Omar Berardi was at the club. Yeah. So what do you reckon is going through his mind? This is the Man United CEO at the moment. What do you reckon is going through his mind looking at the results at Man United have been crazy? I'm talking Spurs have done it, Liverpool have done it. We still got to play Man City, Arsenal. We got a lot of teams to play. Is he the kind of CEO that's going to, I don't know, panic, but. You reckon he's going to start looking around? Will he start to...
In terms of looking around, what for?
For a new manager.
Let me ask you a better question. Yeah? You're playing now. You got United... For anyone, yeah?
Okay.
You got United next week. And they're moving like
this. It's not
this.
The same, is it?
How you feeling, bro? How you feeling? How was Old Trafford back
then? Yeah, Old Trafford back in the day.
That's a bad man question as well, by the
way. Old Trafford back in the day. Yeah, but listen, you go there and you're hoping Rooney's not playing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's like... They've got that same fear. But I think the environment isn't the same. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they had 10, 11 world stars. You know what? It's not that.
Who's that geezer, though? He's the new CEO.
So he was a CFO. So he was at City. So he run, like, not just, like, he was part of the organisation. So, like, City Football Group. So the other teams as well. But, yeah, he's serious at what he does.
You know what you could do?
Serious.
10 hot goals.
Nah, don't do it to yourself.
Abby, let's go out, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Fast as well. As soon as he announced, let's go out.
Would you start lower levels as a manager? League twos.
Nah,
I don't want to be a manager.
You don't, okay.
don't want to be a manager.
Okay. Yeah. Why? Okay.
It's a lot of time, man.
Yeah. It's life.
I understand I'm not going to love anything as much as playing. And to give something more time than I did when I was playing.
Mental.
Yes.
Because obviously, if he becomes a manager, we don't get to play the game we play when we go out. You know the game we play.
Yeah? Oh, the cheers game. Yeah.
The drinking games. He loves that game.
Big bad game. Yeah.
We're trying to get people.
What are you bopping there?
Just the car.
Let's get back in the car 1 minute, boys.
Yeah, exactly. Pull it in.
In the under-21s today, is there 5 players we should be looking out for?
Wow. There's a lot.
You're saying there's about 12, bruv. You're seeing these shoes.
Obviously, but I'm going to give you the names. You're not going to be surprised. You would have seen them and you're going to know them. Like, say, Morgan Rogers, you'd be like, rah, yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to be able to give you surprise names.
Have you got a surprise name?
Minute.
No.
Was there anyone that you was, when you was at the 21s that you might have been looking down at under 18s or something?
That hasn't quite burst
onto the scene yet.
I think that's a lot different 18s, 21s, because then probably not in the first team environment. So you don't even know. They don't even know a lot about themselves then. But the 21s is like you're in and around the first team. So that's kind of going back to, I think it was your question, Lippy, about how you select. That was a lot difficult there because you could have someone that's playing every week in the Championship and then you have Harvey Elliott that's playing minutes for Liverpool and then minutes equate to a lot more than 5-6 games in the champ. Do you know what I mean? So
So in your 21 days, was there players further down that you was looking at? Let's say Nwaneri, even. He's still a young boy, to be fair.
Yeah, but a lot of them, yeah, he would have been 12. You know what I mean? Like, so you can't look that far because, as I said, we've got a version of him that he's playing.
Have you
so,
seen much of him?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen enough to know that he's comfy. You know what I mean? He's going to be a baller. But that was, what position was that? Left wing, right wing? So that was Nani and Harvey.
It. Forget about
so
it.
Should he have played ahead of them? And you know what I mean? Like, and I say this all the time, like when Phil Foden was young, people were saying he should play more minutes. I'm saying, but you're asking him to play ahead of David Silva. Like, should he play ahead of David Silva at 18? Probably not. You know what I mean? So you have to respect the players that, as great as he is, as good as he's going to be, whatever, there's someone that's actually doing it.
This is one of the best generations of like England teams that we've seen, like with the players. Do you see any deficiencies in certain positions that, like, I guess you would look to like the under 21s, the younger people, the younger players for, like, to fill in those gaps? Because I think in the last England squad we're out a left back, like a natural left back, and there was a lot of complaints about that. But were you, as you in the system now, are you looking towards like a
Lewis Hall's? No, but he can play, but again, obviously there comes like he's played for Newcastle this season, so I'm sure if he continues to play for Newcastle, then he breaks into England. Do you know what I mean? There has to be a period of time you have to allow them to improve. You can't just, well, he's played 5-6 games, so now he's England internationals. No.
Just to let you know, I'm very comfortable just
stepping up.
You got the knee issues though.
Yeah,
bro.
That's the bit. I've got to tell them, man, you need a new knee.
Has he got a knee issue? You got
that's
knee
what he said. He said he needs Jesus.
So he wants the prayers.
Oh, he said he's going to sort me out.
I can help you.
Person that sorted out Gomez. We're good. I'll be 2026. I'll be flying.
Do you guys look at like what Spain did in the last tournament and think, you know, we need to copy that? Because you know,
how come you're always late though?
I'm not always late. Don't do that.
He tried his best. He biked it. It was a
parking
issue.
There was no
you
car, bro.
You sticking up for him as well.
That's my Man United brother, bro.
After the car, got on a line bike. Do you know how dedicated I was?
Did you come from far?
You parked south. Up how far away? In South?
And then I had to park up 20 minutes away because there's no parking in this area. Bun East London. No disrespect. Huh?
I came from Berlin and I was here before.
He came from Manny.
But I just come from Thailand, bro.
Come on, hey, you lot are stunning right now. All I'm saying is a long journey, Blackwall Tunnel, very difficult, fam. But I got here.
So you took them back for the tunnel.
Do you lot care about me though? Like my team's getting through it, and this is what we.
No, we love you. Ask your question.
I told you this would happen, though. I told you this.
Don't worry. Ask your question.
Question's gone, bro. No, I was talking about, you know how we just copy a team does well and then everyone does that. So I know with the inverted, everyone's playing their wing backs inverted. Is that a thing now when we're looking at Spain? We're saying, you know what, the same Spain model that they did, we're going to roll out in England.
No, not necessarily. Again, because their player profile is different, and then where their strength players are probably different to us. Do you know what I mean? Like Rodri is arguably the best. So they have to build it around that potentially or whatever.
What is that? Yamal and Jack?
Yeah. Wingers, you can keep the width the same. There's probably principles in their philosophy that other teams use. And it's not copying Spain. It's just a thing.
Talking about, there was a trend on Twitter and they were showing old goals.
Yeah. Barclays men.
And talking about rivalry and it's not the same anymore. Do you think that players are now looking at social media and people say, oh, they're, you know, Pep Guardiola's killed the game, everyone's passing, playing out from the back, that they're like, well, I got to take this into my own hands. Like, we've seen a lot of goals the last 2 weeks, people just smashing it from the edge of the box.
Yeah, you see, there's a lot less of them goals, isn't it? So when you do see them, you probably highlight it a bit more. But yeah, I think the games are gone more down the system route now, where systems are more dominant than individuals. Then when you do see an individual like Cole, you're like, rah.
I think that the systems are more obvious because it's harder to do. But when I was younger, and I'm sure it's similar to you, there's times when I got taken off because they'll say, okay, when you're on the left, when you get to the edge of the box, you have to cross it. Oh. And I've beaten a player and then I'm like,
what's taken off? I never got.
You never got subbed. But I feel like the system.
Bring it to someone else with that one, yeah.
You and KG, boy.
Wait, you lot never got dropped in
never,
the game?
Never, ever. Captained every team. Never sub. Played 90 minutes every game. That's why my knees sore.
That's facts to everyone at the table. You lot never been dropped. You lot
they've
are
all been dropped.
I've been dropped. He's been dropped and he made it.
They've all been dropped.
You man are scrubs. You man are scrubs. Bro, he's been dropped.
Yeah, but he's playing with pros, bro. I'm playing with man that's banning cigarette.
Yeah, no, it's mad.
No, but when you was younger, say if you was playing at County, yeah, if your coach is saying to do something, if you don't do it, they're not subbing you.
Nah, but I can't. I was coming on.
So you never got dropped.
So you didn't get dropped. You just didn't start.
It's the truth. It's the truth. Burra, they could have dropped me. Are you crazy?
Wait, Steve-O, you're going to stick to that. You've never been dropped and you started every game. You told me that you got dropped down to the youth and we never saw you.
Oh, you said
again.
He come up from the youth.
I said I never went back to the youth team, but I said it wrong. Yeah? Up to the first team, never went back.
He played against Zola, by the way.
Didn't even go on tour.
Oh, nice.
He's old, bro. He's old, man.
And then I went to non-league, and then obviously I was just top boy at non-league.
He played with Beckenbauer and then, man.
Why is this old thing, Steve? What was this? Why are they really doing the jokes?
I've just hit a new age, and then all of a sudden, I'm old.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, but why is he saying, like, what are you, 10 years younger than me?
10?
Well, what? Probably 10 years older than you.
Bro, the man is your age, bro. No, don't ever. No, bro, what you want?
I'm younger than you.
No, how old do you think Steve-O is?
Steve-O was 32.
Huh? He just said.
I'm 32.
He just said.
Add a 10.
Oh, yeah, that's my age. Yeah. Steve was my age.
You fooled him, you know.
You fooled him.
We were played against the same players.
Did you ever play against him?
Nah, because he's up north, isn't he? He's up north.
Do you know I was going to say that?
QPR, bro. We just played against Nottingham Forest. We never played against Wolves, ever. That would have been FA Youth Cup team.
So who would you have played against them times? We must play against Sean, right, Phillips.
Sean Wright Phillips, but
Well, you'll find that out soon enough. He's coming.
Yeah, facts. I'm going
to
check.
He remember me, bro. I used to mark him at the game. But
I like this.
Reedy.
You know,
right? Reedy was at Forest. Craig Westcar. Dawson. That's my age.
Yeah,
Michael Dawson.
Michael Dawson, yeah.
Nottingham Forest won the Academy Cup.
Yeah, Dawson's a bit younger than us.
Yeah. So he's older, man. Jesus. 10 years nearly.
Okay. So if he was younger than you, but you said that you was playing the age group up, then he was playing like, what, 10 years older than him? Or?
So, who?
Dawson.
Yeah. No. Dawson played up.
But he's also claiming that he played up.
I played.
Either up. Michael Dawson, he played the guy up. That made it.
I made my debut at 16, L.
There's something a bit suspicious going on.
But what is it like coaching in a way you've never played?
Oof. See, like, Kaz coaches the team. I work, like, on... say detail that will help players, may help players within the framework. So I'm not actually saying, well, you pick the ball up here, I'm saying, well, okay, this gives you more options. Like, so for instance,
when the ball's here, drop five,
not necessarily that, but just say, okay, identify, well, if you're a striker, like say I worked with Flo Balogun, and it was like, oh, you receive the ball like this, this is how you want to receive it. So as a defender, if I'm playing against you, I know I don't need to worry about going that side, because the way you receive the ball outside of your foot, you can't go to your left. So think about receiving it this way. So now as a defender, I have to come back both ways, which gives you more options rather than, say, taking it how you want to be and take it how what's comfortable for you. But now I know I need to mark you on the outside because you can only go that way. So it's just working with players on an individual basis.
How far do you think this style of football, how long do you think it holds its place, basically?
A while.
Where does it go? Like, where's the, like, do we actually clock playing out from the back every time? Like, is that gonna, will we make that happen? Because at the moment, it's not happening. Not every time.
No, it's never gonna happen every time.
Exactly. So, no, like,
yeah, but kicking it long doesn't guarantee
getting onto the seconds,
it's
mate.
It's just finding a way. Like you said, it's finding a way. Up,
get onto the seconds. No, like, so they actually, the seconds is their first, really. Out wide. In the box.
That's old school. That's
he's a Barclays man.
Nah, we do that. Me and Paul, we was at the Emirates on the weekend. Raya started doing
that. All right, man.
Havertz touchline. Yeah. Every goal kick was going over there.
Havertz is wicked for that as well.
Saka or whoever was over there. So
who was he playing against?
The fullback would have been.
Oh, James Justin.
It was the other side.
Christiansen.
Would have been the left back. Wouldn't have been anyone big. It was someone that he won it.
And
every
that's,
time.
That's the game plan. Yeah. It's like recognizing, well, our strength is this. Mm. Their weakness is that. Forget playing out from the back. Like, you want to play out from the back and they got Vardy closing you down.
Also, I'm wondering if they're going to just counter it by having, like, a mad front three of just pace and power merchants to just shut it down.
Because Leicester's game plan worked for a bit, you get me? But then when we realised, their game plan's, it's a bit effective now, that's when we went a bit doggish. Started sending it, sending
like
it long
Liverpool,
to
no, you don't go to Anfield and start playing out from the back. Like, even Pep has changed that. They'll get on you and it's a lot.
Don't forget, in my day as well, the keeper used to kick it and it'd have all like, it'd be curly. Snow would get on it, it'd be horrible. Reyes now like pigging it like
flat.
Perfect.
Flat,
like it's all different. Yeah.
Like Carsley aside, let's pretend he's out of this picture. Do you think you could coach, well, someone's put a philosophy forward and you're a coach, so you got to do the details, but you don't agree with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can just...
Who am I? In
you're Lescott.
No, I mean, like, what? So am I the coach and someone's got the manager?
No,
so.
Someone's a manager, you're the coach.
And I
yeah.
don't believe that you is the right way. Oh, yeah, I'll coach you. That's not my job to... If my job is to coach, then I will coach what the manager wants. Like,
gritted teeth, though. No. Does it ache?
They're professional, Jordy.
But I need to know. He's a human too, bro.
Yeah, but that's like saying, like, I watch things and work with players that do things I wouldn't necessarily do. Obviously, a lot of things I can't do. But in terms of that, it's like, well, that's not for me to decide. It's like, what does the manager want? Mm. The manager is asking us to do that, and then you do it.
Quickly touching back on systems, you know that certain international teams, they'll have like their star players that they'll build around. Do you think it's difficult when you have a team filled with so many stars to sort of just like highlight all of their strengths and to try and, you can't really build around like a team with maybe like eight big stars.
Yeah.
How do you accommodate like within a system like the star players and the ones that you want to shine that might change the game for you?
That's the $1 million question, isn't it? Like that's who knows that? Like probably Pep, but again, you probably pick players that will be more effective in them games. So it's like, okay, we're playing wherever it may be. Like, say, Arsenal, say, Saliba and Gabriel, their best players. Maybe it's not Haaland that affects the game the most. Mm. Maybe it's someone else. It's Bernardo Silva. So you just figure out who we're playing, who's the opponent, and then who's going to be more effective.
And you prioritise who's going
to
be the
most. You would have to say that. The game plan would be around that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they're building out staff now, like Arsenal, that set piece guy, but he's changed Arsenal, bro.
Yeah, yeah. A manager doesn't have the time to do everything.
Like, even I done my level one coaching badge, and the guy's like, just work with a left back or just a CDM.
Bro,
man, talk about a level one.
Yeah, no way.
Oh, no, man.
You are dying for him to give you a job.
No, but it's not that. Can I say something?
Promoting strengths and weaknesses in that, bro. Man's in here saying, bro, I got a level one.
We're probably on the same badges.
I made out of the same badges, nah? Steve.
I got my UEFA B.
A.
Bro, man, allow Lescott, innit? Just allow, leave Lescott alone, please.
Wait. But before we move on, I want to ask you about just apologies, player apologies online. You know when a game is rubbish, the players do, like, it's a terrible game. Do you believe in the players getting on social media, writing a long message, sorry guys, we let you down? Or do you reckon it's a thing that you should just show it in the next game?
Do I think they care or believe? Or do I think they mean it?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, of course they mean
it.
But
do you stand by it? Like, these players putting out their apologies, do you think it's a good
thing? It's up for them. Like, their relationship with their fans is different to mine. Like, I never tweeted after games. I know I got done for one tweet. But if you look at the history of, like, my career and social media, I know it wasn't the whole time, but I never bought into the thanks and all that stuff after a game, whether it was win, lose or draw. I was too focused on my outcome.
I was from a different era. Players now, though, do you think the social media element
of course it is, but it's also helping them.
Has anything shocked you in the promotion? That so going from 21s to senior, has anything shocked you?
Just the scale of it, you just remember, like, probably a lot of it when I was playing, you just take it for granted, but like the staff, the amount of staff, obviously they have to help them.
They put in, like, is there any UEFA B licensed coaches? No?
Yeah, no, I don't think.
You're not allowed? Yeah, I think the highest level you can do with B is, like, League One, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Look
around there.
Yeah.
What can you do with a level one? Just schools and that,
yeah,
innit?
I think just podcasts.
Yeah, get him.
I know you're in an interim position at the moment, sort of there, but is there anything that you're looking at, like, as a team, a coaching team, to improve on from the last, like, Euros and try to implement to get us to that next level, like, to be able to, like, win?
That's a lot. Like, first, get the job full-time first, you know what I mean? So I think we just focus on having a similar camp to last camp. And sometimes that's improvement. Like, I think, again, I can speak on him because I know him. Like, Cole Palmer, exceptional last year, and people were saying, oh, how does he get better? It's like, no, maybe he doesn't need to get better. Mm. Maybe he just needs to do the same thing as he's done. Like, doesn't always have to be, now he scored 20 and now he's got to get to 25. No, do 20 again. Yeah. Like Lampard,
yes,
hit them heights and stayed at them heights for a period of time, which meant he was regarded as one of the greatest rather than just going on and on and on, it never stopping.
So right now, is this like a good time as, like, for you guys to look and sort of just like play a profile and just be like, all right, cool, let's just bring some new blood into the team and just see how they work within the
way
that
we want. I think that was part of the decision-making process. Like after tournaments, you always look to think, well, who's fresh and up and coming? And obviously Kaz has worked with majority of all of them. So it helps.
Do anyone else think Caleb's jacket's awful?
Do you remember the Thimbles?
Yeah, I remember that.
It's like a cashmere number though, isn't it?
You look like the Thimbles, bro.
All right, because I didn't want to have to do this.
It's like a cashmere.
What's it? Oh, really, look, look.
You got hooves on your breast.
It's Billy's.
So I don't care if it's Billy's or not. You got hooves on your breast, bro. This is Nike from...
Why are you on me? I'm not even on
This is Nike from 99, bro.
Nah, love it, bro. What t-shirt is this?
Bro, let's go. We're still playing.
My man's got release this one, bro.
This thing's crazy, though.
Move from here, man.
Vintage. That Adidas has 3Ds in it.
We're going to start. No, don't try it because you look like you don't know what you want to be, bro. It's a zip-up, but it's kind of cashmere-y as well.
Bro, you got mesh on your trousers, bro.
Caleb's jeans are wild.
Bro, you got three types of mesh on your thing. You got mesh in the hood as well.
What is this hoodie, bro? Show the bottom of your jeans, bro. He made his jeans, bro.
Bro, your name will be Rupert if you're a roadman because it's mad. It looks
My
like
name would be what, Rupert?
Because look at your situation. It's cashmere, but it's hoodied in that. Rupes, bro, I don't even understand what you're
you
doing.
You knew Lescott was coming.
Because I didn't come color coordinated like Lescott.
In this economy, in this economy, you done a mad thing today, bro.
Blaming the government.
Like, this is supreme. This is a nice little number. Yeah, man.
I'm not a fashion guy, mate, but I like it.
Okay.
You see the way that he dodged that?
Detail tick.
I love it.
That's supreme.
And you know he put it out the day before, said, hey, Lescott's going to love this.
Yeah, you laid that out on the bed like this.
Hey.
He laid that out on the bed
He's
going
to say,
this.
Where did you get that thing from? Say, supreme, you know.
It's wash day, so I didn't really have that much to work with. My box is a bit loose as well, but we move, man.
Bro, listen.
Have you got a cat?
Huh?
Have you got a cat or?
Because I've got like this is me at the game when
just
I'm just
bare claws.
It,
like,
wait a second. Bro. Why does everyone have hats on?
The hairlines are crazy. Their hairlines are crazy.
Why you not got a hat on?
Because my hairline's calm, bro. My hairline's calm, bro.
Before we wrap this up, I want to ask Lescott about dark arts because the media keeps...
What's dark arts?
It's Arsenal.
Arsenal, what they say Arsenal do.
Are you for or against dark arts?
For it, man. I've been part of...
He's from that era. He's from Bram, bro. He's from Gotham City, bro.
Talk to us about... You said you've been a part of dark arts.
I mean, from a generation where it was just...
What? Housery?
Nah. I think that's just another word of it. What? That's different. That's different to me.
Yeah, also in dark arts is different.
Well, so dark arts is kicking the ball away and...
Let's go. As someone that done it, what was the dark arts that you
I
guys
never did?
Did
it, but I was part of teams that did it. Like,
and what was that like?
Just cupping someone on the corner?
What's cupping?
Nah.
Cupping's dark.
I don't even know what that is, but I definitely weren't doing it. And I didn't do it with a smile on my face.
Hey, what?
I didn't do it.
What's the cupping though?
You know the thing,
you can get away with a lot more back in the day.
There was no repercussions.
Like, if you got away with it in the 90 minutes, you got away with stuff, you know.
So
anyway,
dark
now,
arts for me in my day would be, imagine this, right? So we had I'm not going to say his name, just in case he's still alive.
You'll
get in trouble. He would get in trouble for this. It's an old coach I had at QPR. He told me to, and I've never done it. There was two things he told me. When I'm running at fullback, when I'm running a little dig in their belly, wind them as you're running. Yeah, if you time it right, that gets them. Another one was to spit on a player.
Nah, bro.
Exactly. So then they say something racist to you and get sent off.
What the f***?
That's the dark arts I was getting to. That's the 90s.
So he wanted you to get racially abused?
Yeah. Old Scottish,
that's
it?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm taking from that.
Old Scottish man. Yeah.
It doesn't matter where it's from, bro. He's saying, spit on someone so they can...
Did he give you examples of things they could be
if
saying?
If they use them words, then you spit on them. That's a different thing.
Nah, not even.
But you didn't listen to your coach, yeah?
Nah, of course not.
Man said kick it in, you know? Not even kick it out, you know?
He was uncoachable.
He's uncoachable.
I didn't listen, mate. I didn't listen, see?
Nah, don't listen. The time wasting, it's been part of the game and, like, I'm here for it.
Yeah, but Arsenal are taking it. They're making tea. They're filling the kettle up.
Do you know the thing is, if they win the league, then I'll rate it. Because they've lost out on the league by like a point or 2 points twice in a row, yeah? you have to get over the line. This is their livelihood, but also like they need an accolade.
And everyone said their pum pums as well.
Yeah,
so,
they
like,
said we're too nice. Like, we've gone from having no cojones to we're evil now. Yeah. Like,
I think this agenda suits you.
We're gonna get worse. You ain't seen nothing yet, bruv.
Gets to the end of the season, everyone will get worse.
Yeah, we're gonna get worse, bruv.
I've seen Kevin De Bruyne take it into the corner of games. So you know what I mean? It's still wasting time. It's just ways you do it are deemed different. But I'm not against it.
You see some of Chelsea's, like, their best eras is when wasting time. 100%.
I heard John Terry say Jose told him and Gary Cahill to go down at the same time because you can't get
treatment for both of
them. So you both go down with a head injury.
I learned that at level one coaching.
He's like, yeah.
Oh, did you get it?
Is there a player that, is there a centre back here? This is, honestly, I'm going to ask this, then I'm out. Yeah.
You're the host. How can you be out?
He's going to end the
show. What do you mean? If I'm out, then the host is done.
All right. Okay.
Is there a player that everyone rates that you think, bro, I'm better than him?
Most of them.
Vidic. Oh.
What?
Oh, you mean like, better from my ear. You meant now, so you keep, right, that's a lot. No, I said, that's a lot. I never said, there's a lot. I never said, there's a lot. I said, that's a lot.
I don't want to check, bro. You're here now.
let me help my friend out here. He said, there's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. I said that's a lot. Yeah,
hey, your friend, man. He could figure someone. He just tried to. He's going like, what's the good one I can give that won't get me in trouble?
I don't know because I could say him and you might not think that.
Yeah, but we'll it's
tell
yours.
You. We're brethren. We'll tell you like, if you're not.
I think Vidic is a good one.
I think it's better if you say the names and ask Vidic. if I think I was better than Vidic.
Yes.
I would say nah.
What about
Koscielny?
Yeah, Koscielny.
Yeah, of course he was. 100% was.
I'd probably say yeah.
Yeah, 100% was.
100%. I rate him though. I'm not saying.
When Les Scott was at Everton, before he got that move, he was top centre back in the league. He was like there.
I really like, rate Vidic, man.
100, innit? Really, he was there. Really, yeah, 100. And when you, I'll say it.
If you was playing in the Prem now, like in the best form that you actually played, how much do you reckon you'd be worth?
70, 80.
I don't know. Worth a lot. I can't lie.
Inflation is real now. Now it's mad.
Nah, you'd be. Let's think about it. Yeah, we've seen Maguire go for how much?
80.
80 million
with add-ons. Though I say what? Let's go. I would say what? 70 million
with add-ons.
He's better than who's your centre back? Left footed.
Leecher. Martinez.
Who?
Definitely. Yeah.
He's better than Martinez. Leecher.
Do you call him? You call him Leecher?
I'm better than Leecher. 100%. I'm faster than him. I'm stronger than him. I'll punch him up. I will move to him.
Let's get back in the car.
I'm better than him. I think I'm better.
You're not, bro.
I literally think I'm better.
Bro, you play for the Hampstead Heath or something. Who do you play for?
Yeah, you got dropped for your county, blood.
I couldn't get into Hampstead Heath. They had a decent team. But yeah.
You're not better than Leecher. Wait, God. He's better than Gabriel.
Nah. You're right. You're better than him.
I'm similar. Our styles.
You know
what it is?
You were slightly more mobile than him.
He's a better defender. Like,
he's both footed too.
Do you think he can get into this City squad?
Ooh, left centre half. Who's in the
squad?
Half?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Man said in the squad.
Over who?
No, that's the team. That's different.
Okay, on a squad. Okay, do you think you get into the first
team? You're better defensively than most of them, though.
I think I would be able to adapt into the team because it's like he's playing centre half and fullback. Yeah. So that would. I'd be able to do that.
Mm.
I think I could do that.
Have you lot asked about the situation with Rodri and if they're feeling confident still?
You're not sounding confident.
He's England coach.
I'm not even.
Are you
see, no,
you're not City.
He's still City.
You're not City.
You're not
City.
Do you mean City fan?
Yeah.
Nah. I want him to do well because I worked. I'm not a City fan. I was never a City fan. See? Like growing up, I was a Villa fan.
Birmingham fan. Villa.
Grealish and them man.
When you're there for a long time, don't you become like so? You ain't checking out for the results.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. I want him to do well. 100%. I do. Yeah, but I'm not like a City fan. I wouldn't like call myself any
KG,
team of any fan.
I was at Headstone Manor. 3 seasons. I don't care what they do. I've moved on with my career.
Headstone.
You're not thinking about them.
Headstone Manor.
I'm definitely thinking about City.
Who do you see filling in the Rodri role for the rest of the season?
No one individual.
Is it?
I think it's going to have to be
double pivot.
Or just different ways to do it. Like, remember, like Gundogan can do it.
Yeah.
But just do it different. Kovacic can ball as well. Yeah. I think he's been working with Pep a lot as well. Obviously, prior to the injury.
He's improved like, since he's been at City.
Yeah, I think
I don't know if it's just because Chelsea was so bad, but he's been doing different things, bro.
I think he can do it, but in a different way. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be one player. And also, you got to
respect what Rodri was doing. Like, you can't ask them to do it in that way either. Like, because before Rodri, Fernandinho was there and people were saying, you can't do what Fernandinho did. Mm-hmm. And he just did it a different way. But it was probably more effective.
All right, let's end this with a you don't know ball challenge for the worst jacket on the panel. A man looked down. Caleb, can you name me four of Jolyon Lescott's gaffers?
Four of his gaffers?
You can't. You don't know football like that, man. Just look at right,
it. Let me think.
Let me think.
Really? Come on, man.
Don't forget to like, comment and subscribe while he thinks.
Get two at least, man. Yeah, it's painful for me, you know?
Can I start?
Can you start? Can you start?
Like, name one.
Can I learn?
He can't name one.
All right, Jolyon Lescott, thanks.
Hello, guys.
Name one then, name one.
That's out of order, that's out of order. Yeah. No, you've not done him, it's finished.
No, no, shh. Whoa.
Hey, he said Allardyce.